Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the Chungus Among Us, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hey, I just wanted to send a short message showing my appreciation for the work that you do. Hopefully I'll eventually be able to support your work a little bit more, and this is just another grain in the heap keeping you fed. Keep up the great work. You're truly saving lives, Sandman. Well, Chungus, thanks for the support as YouTube continues to throttle my channel into oblivion. Today I wanted to share a crazy article I found called Men, Women, and Optimal Violence, and here's what the summary of it says, and I quote, "While both men and women can and do use violence against each other, men's violence against women is far more common, less justified, and more destructive than women's violence against men. One of the reasons for this asymmetry is that men do not fear retaliation for violence against women, whereas women do fear retaliation for their use of violence against men. The distribution of violence between the genders, then, is suboptimal. Society would be better off as a whole if more women were willing to engage in justified violence against men, and fewer men were willing to engage in unjustified violence against women. To that end, women's justified violence against men should be encouraged, protected, and publicized. This will require the reversal of the current trend in legal and social practices, which is to tolerate and encourage men's unjustified violence against females, while discouraging and legally restricting women's violence against men. Even if encouraging an increase in women's justified violence against men may result sometimes in unjustified and disproportionate violence in individual situations, the overall effects of the redistribution of violence will be preferable to the current asymmetry." Unquote. So here we have a woman named Marianne Franks that expects men to get married and accept being part of the battered husband syndrome. She says that women that report violence from men fear retaliation, as if men don't fear being hunted down on the streets for hitting a woman by the popo, as if women don't have battered women shelters to run to if they're hit. How about instead of justified violence against either men or women as normal, we make it unacceptable for both men and women to hit each other? Men aren't even allowed to have shelters to go to if they experience spousal abuse. The feminists saw to this back in the 1970s. Every time a man's shelter is set up, it's always shut down. Not to mention that Aaron Pizzi opened a shelter for both men and women in 1970 and found that half the people being abused by their spouse physically were men, and the other half were women. That violence was already pretty equally distributed between the sexes. But if that were to be made a reality, then it wouldn't paint women in a very positive light now, would it? So feminists forced her to shut down. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from any of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to No One Cares About Men Even If Their Wife Tries to Whack Them with a Bat Clown World Show. So Mary probably wants to change the culture so the cops just laugh at men when they enter their local precinct with a black eye. She probably wants the cops to tell men to go home, because they probably deserve what they got. That's the normalization of violence against men we're talking about. Men won't actually put up with it unless they're beta male incel simps, the exact type of men women don't want. Marriage rates are already collapsing, birth rates are in freefall, and men are leaving the sexual marketplace and going their own way. Women like Marianne Franks believes that there's no limits to the abuse that men are willing to tolerate to get into her stinky keister. According to her, the beatings will continue until morale improves. A lot of the time when men do get violent, they do so because women push them to do it by using what I'd like to call emotional violence. Things like nagging, mocking, and shaming language, for example. As men, we need to use that term emotional violence and start using it before women do. Men, they can't take that psychological torment anymore, snap, and then move in with a slap for five across the eyes. I don't agree with it, but at some point, if someone is tormenting you day and night with their tongue, you're bound to lose your composure eventually, even if you're the most tolerant of people. Violence is a political act, and all power is derived from it. At least if you believe that line from the film Starship Troopers. The fear of violence or the fear of the state using force to confiscate your wealth or restrict your freedom is a great motivator. Mary is crazy if she thinks that men that are mentally healthy, with good self-esteem, are going to accept being roughed up by a roaring cougar. Unfortunately, masculinity and male mental health is deteriorating out there, and I'm afraid that in another 5 or 10 years, the majority of thirsty, feminized simps out there will have no issues being battered so they can get their baby batter in her. I'd go even further and say that women are the more violent ones in the relationships. After all, the cases of domestic battery and assault are much higher in lesbian couples than they are for the gay ones. Erin Pitsey said that it was a roughly a 50-50 split for males and females coming to her shelter. But how many more men out there would be embarrassed if other people knew that they were being beaten by their wives? Women, of course, couldn't have it coming out that they were potentially the more violent ones, or that they are oftentimes the ones that pushed a man's buttons that led him to become unhinged. While growing up, there were always shows on television where we laughed at a man that was kicked out of his apartment for something awful he did or didn't do. And we laughed at him as he was dodging porcelain projectiles, i.e. plates, with his partner throwing them through the window. Wasn't that all about normalizing a form of violence against men? As men were facing psychological and financial abuse in marriages and after divorces. Does Mary really think we can accept any more? Maybe men will, because what passes for male these days increasingly isn't. Men are being controlled through a lack of sex these days. Men don't have any masculine role models to look up to, as we're now seeing Marvel Phase 2 phase out masculine archetypes. Even Spider-Man is a short super simp with a taller girlfriend that would oftentimes mouth off at him. The millennials had the original Avengers to look up to as heroes. What's this generation got? Baby Shark. They've got Harry Styles to look up to, with him wearing a dress and dating a single mom that's 10 years older than him. To be honest, I never even heard of him until I made a video about Olivia Wilde. That's how far behind the times I am. But his music sounds like soft rock from the 80s or 90s. There isn't anything particularly innovative or unique about it. I'm also seeing guys with long purple or fuchsia hair out there. The wokeness has gone bananas. As for hitting men, I can see it being normalized, especially as more women join police departments across the country. In Canada, 60% of the new Royal Canadian Mounted Police are now women. Women show group preference, so if your wife assaults you and two female cops show up at your door and see you all bruised and beaten, do you really think they're willing to take your wife into custody? Or do you think they'll tell her to hit you in a place next time where it's not so visible? Maybe even hand you a ticket for wasting police time and resources. But of course, the ultra-modern simp will just take the abuse and keep on chugging. If you're a man that's never really had a girlfriend or female validation in your life or attention, then even having a bad one that might beat you from time to time could actually be better than having no girlfriend at all. Many of you might think it would be crazy if men accepted beating as a normal part of dating and relationships. Us older guys wouldn't, but younger guys might. Especially when they've been told their entire lives they have toxic masculinity. Then they'll think they deserve it. Becoming a human punching bag might be enough to begin atoning for the sin of being born a straight male. If men accept that, then how long before they accept slavery? Does a man really deserve to get smacked around for no good reason? Well, according to feminists like Mary, that reason is because of equity. Because men need to be hit as much as they supposedly hit women. What's next? Is she going to demand that it be all right if as many men are killed by women through murders as men kill women? The murder statistics can't be falsified, but the number of violent assaults from men to women and from women to men can't be as easily measured. Again, a lot of men would be shamed to admit to the police that their partner actually hits them. They don't want to be shamed by everyone because of it. In the past, when I was discovered that men were being abused by their wives, they would oftentimes get shamed by being put on a donkey backwards, tarred and feathered, riding through town, while everyone threw rotten fruit at them. The idea was that if he couldn't control his cooch, then he'd get tarred and feathered and put on the mule backwards, riding through town having cabbages thrown at him. That was a way for him to learn his lesson and was a great deterrent for the other guys out there thinking of the same. Shame works on simps, and it looks as though there have been many simps for many centuries. Societies couldn't afford for their men to be weak and pussy-whipped, especially because they were under constant threat of war with their neighboring countries and tribes. That meant that men had to be forced to be masculine through incentives like shame. Today, men are shamed as misogynists and canceled for having so-called toxic masculinity. It used to be used for survival, and today totalitarian states won't be able to survive if the masculine men remain. They're now trying to eradicate masculinity because it's no longer necessary with regards to warfare. But we still need it with regards to strong, competent men that work on the infrastructure. Who's going to maintain the roads and the sewers? Perhaps the feminist land whales when all the men have been turned into spaghetti-armed simps. There will always be masculine men, however. I just fear there won't be enough of them to keep things going on the level of comfort that we're accustomed to. The feminization of men happens naturally at the end of an empire. We aren't really any different. I'm now predicting that as women begin to make up the majority of politicians in many countries over the next 20 years, they'll push out legislation that makes it okay for women to smack around their male partners, within reason. if they step out of line. You think marriage rates are bad right now? Just wait and see what happens then. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to the Chungus Among Us for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will smash men with a strap on in bed after giving him 5 across the eyes on his head. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women from changing the laws so that violence against men is justified away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.